listening to PodcasterNews.com.
For the week of January 7th, 2013, this is Diet Science with Dee McCaffrey. Dee is an organic chemist and a diet counselor who lost 100 pounds and has kept it off for now over two decades by staying away from processed foods. Now, every week on Diet Science, Dee covers a topic or two that's important for you and your family's health. This is your co-host, Michael McCaffrey. So, Dee, what's a topic for this week?
This week we are talking about how to lose weight and keep it off in 2013.
All right. How to lose weight and keep it off in 2013. Perfect topic for the first week of first podcast of 2013. Great, Dee. All right. So are these keys? What are they? Tips?
Yeah, I like to call them keys.
Okay.
These are the things that have helped me. I lost weight and have kept 100 pounds off for 20 years. Mm-hmm. So these are things that I did in the beginning, and they're things that I still do now.
All right. Sounds like they're going to be helpful.
All right.
What's key number one?
First is eat as a way of life, not a diet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and what that means is that you have to learn how to eat healthy so that when you lose weight by doing that, you just keep doing what you've been doing once you get the weight off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you go on a special type of diet where you eliminate certain foods and you do certain things that you only do for that specified period of time. And then once you get the weight off, then you have to start adding things back in and
right.
doing things differently.
You don't have to do those silly shakes anymore or something like that.
Right,
but then,
right. I mean,
but then you're doing what you did before all that, basically.
Right. And so you do that as a way of life. So you start eating in a way that you can do for the rest of your life.
So your behavior doesn't change once you reach your goal weight is what you're talking
That's
about.
That's exactly right. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Second is we're going to cut the refined sugar and we're going to minimize natural sweeteners.
Okay. Cut refined sugar, minimize natural sweeteners. Okay.
Right. And when I say cut the refined sugar, that I'm talking about white sugar, mm-hmm. corn syrups, mm-hmm. agave, all of the added sugars that are added into processed foods.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we want to cut those out and we're going to minimize natural sweeteners. And the reason why I say that is natural sweeteners are still sugar and we need to keep them at a minimum in our diet. So things like brown rice syrup, things like molasses, even raw organic whole cane sugar, which are healthy sugars,
mm-hmm.
we still can't overdo those.
Okay.
We have to keep those to a minimum. So I don't want people to be thinking that I can eat those as much as I want.
Now, what about stevia?
Well, stevia is not a sugar,
okay.
So it's an herb and it's a sweetener,
mm-hmm.
but it's okay to do daily because it's not a sugar. It doesn't affect our blood sugar levels. It won't create cravings in your body, and it won't upset your body chemistry.
Okay, so there's one way there to have your sweets without disturbing things.
Right, and okay. and one other thing I wanted to mention about refined sugars is that refined sugars mask your desire for healthy foods.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're consuming refined sugars on a regular basis, you don't really desire to eat fruits or you don't desire to eat vegetables because the refined sugar masks that desire in your body. It upsets your body chemistry, so you don't want them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think many will attest to that experience. I know it was true for me.
All right. Very good. What's next?
Next, you have to be prepared and you have to anticipate that you might have a slip.
Mm, okay.
So it's just basically just understanding that slips are going to happen and you just need to be prepared to know how to handle them.
Okay.
So be prepared with healthy foods, but if you have a slip, be gentle with yourself and don't let it derail you for the rest of the year.
Right.
You know, just get right back on track.
Just get back around on the horse.
And learn it.
It was only one mistake. It's not like it's the end of the world.
Right. And just use it as a learning opportunity of how to prepare yourself for the next time if that happens.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good. Number four.
Next thing is to make healthy choices when you eat out.
Okay.
Eating out is always a treat, mm-hmm. but it's a treat in a different way when you're doing it as a way of life. It's a treat because you don't have to cook for yourself, you don't have to clean up, and you get to eat foods that are different from maybe what you would make for yourself at home,
mm-hmm.
but still make healthy choices. Eat vegetables, have lean proteins, get things that are grilled. Leave sauces and dressings on the side so mm-hmm. you can minimize that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just keep it as a treat in the way of more of an emotional treat that you're not having to prepare this food for yourself,
mm-hmm.
But make a healthy choice.
All right. Sounds good. Number five.
And then speaking of that, incorporate vegetables as much as you can
okay,
into your
that's number five.
Meals and snacks. Yes, it is.
Okay.
And incorporating vegetables means adding some sautéed onions and garlic and maybe tomatoes into your omelets. Obviously, eating salads is a way, but soups are another great way to eat vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Adding, you know, sprinkling them into rice, you know, chop up some carrots or something and put them in rice. Just different ways of adding a little bit more vegetables into your other healthy meals.
Okay. Sounds great. What else?
Number six, plan your treats.
Okay.
And your snacks. One of the things is I don't eat treats that come from stores.
Okay.
Or from bakeries or things like that. I make all my own treats.
Okay.
So if I'm going to eat a cookie, it's one that I made.
Okay.
So that helps me to stay healthy because I use all good, healthy, fresh, natural ingredients, natural sweeteners. And I only do that occasionally. It's not an everyday thing, but it helps because it makes me not feel deprived.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really important piece of doing this as a way of life.
Right, right, right. And there are, we'll talk about your book, I guess. Most folks that listen to our podcast know about your book, Scientist Skinny, but you obviously have recipes in there for homemade yummy snacks.
Yeah, I have recipes for cookies and granola and even chocolate truffles.
All right, sounds
so
great.
So those are awesome, yeah. And then, you know, get moving. You just have to do it. That's, you know, obviously we know we have to move our bodies, mm-hmm. exercise in mm-hmm. some way, shape,
mm-hmm.
or form.
Mm-hmm.
I always encourage people to find something that they like that will help them stay with it.
All right.
And then finally, you have to recognize and curb your emotional eating. And if it means that you have to get outside help for that, then definitely by all means do that. But emotional eating is a big driving force of why people don't stay with their healthy eating behaviors. And so emotions can sometimes interfere with your commitment. And so you need to get that under control.
Well, that was tough to squeeze in 7 minutes, and we're almost going to be out of time. Thank you, Dee, for another informative week. The recipes, how to incorporate vegetables, actually all these points are in your book, The Scientist Skinny.
They all are, yeah.
Yep, which is available on our website, as well as many other podcasts like these and lots of wonderful articles, all at processedfreeamerica.org.
This is Dee McCaffrey, and until next time, go forth and be healthy.